Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Christian Vasquez homered and J.D. Martinez went for extra bases for the seventh game in a row to help the Red Sox beat the Rays 9-2. Meanwhile, the Orioles edged the Yankees in 11 innings, 4-3, the Phillies topped the Mets 8-2, and the Braves swept the Nationals in a doubleheader 7-6 in the opener and 2-0 in Game 2. In the NBA, Kevin Durant returned from a 23-game absence to spark Brooklyn's most explosive half of the season, finishing with 17 points and perfect shooting as the Nets routed the Pelicans 139-111. The Celtics rallied to beat the Knicks 101-99, the Wizards defeated the Magic 131-116, and the Suns beat the Jazz in overtime 117-113. And in the NHL, the Maple Leafs bested the Canadiens 3-2, the Oilers doubled up the Senators 4-2, and the Kings downed the Coyotes 4-3. The Canucks say 25 players and coaches have tested positive in a COVID-19 outbreak involving a variant of the virus. Which specific variant, the team hasn't said, but all players and staff are in quarantine, and 19 of the 22 players on Vancouver's active roster were placed on the NHL's COVID protocol list yesterday. In golf news, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Tiger Woods was going more than 80 miles per hour, nearly twice the posted speed limit, during the crash that left him seriously injured in February. Sheriff Alex Villanueva blamed the crash solely on excessive speed and Woods' loss of control behind the wheel. Authorities say Woods was driving 84 to 87 miles per hour in an area that had a speed limit of 45 miles per hour. The 85th edition of the Masters kicks off at Augusta National this morning, with coverage split between CBS and ESPN. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and Jon Rahm are among the top names looking to claim a green jacket. I'm Jesse King.